I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update.
A federal judge on Tuesday quickly put on hold a part of an order by U.S. President Donald Trump to freeze much of the government's funding for domestic programs. The judge's order was issued just minutes before the freeze was scheduled to go into effect. Advocacy groups representing nonprofit organizations, small business owners, and public health professionals filed a lawsuit against the freeze. Monsignor Alfred Lopinto, the head of Catholic Charities of Brooklyn and Queens, told the Associated Press the administration's decision would hurt ordinary Americans.
Want to have a political conversation? Have as many political conversations as your heart desires. But don't do it at the expense of the people, of the individuals and the families.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt emphasized that Trump's order will not harm individual assistance programs, including retirement and health insurance for elderly Americans. The Trump administration has also ordered a three-month pause on almost all foreign development assistance. Aid groups and human rights watchdogs are sounding the alarm that this will put countless lives around the world at risk. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
The U.S. is the world's largest provider of humanitarian assistance and a global leader on HIV prevention and treatment through the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief Program, or PEPFAR. The order pauses new obligations and disbursements of development assistance funds for 90 days while they are reviewed. The White House did not reply to VOA's questions for more details on which foreign assistance programs would be impacted. Human rights watchdogs say they welcome robust accountability over U.S. taxpayer funds, but not pausing assistance during the review. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
This is VOA News.
Many people have been killed and injured during a stampede at the Maha Kamala Festival in northern India Wednesday. The incident occurred during the most auspicious day of the Hindu festival, where authorities expected a record 100 million attendees. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Pictures showed bodies being taken away on stretchers and people sitting on the ground crying. Others stepped over a carpet of discarded belongings left by people as they tried to escape the stampede. Dozens of ambulances rushed towards the riverbank where the incident occurred and where a Reuters witness saw several dead bodies. Officials said an initial stampede, which took place around 1 a.m. local time, was not serious, but its cause was unclear. However, witnesses said devotees trying to escape it were caught in another stampede at an exit.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Hindus believe that taking a dip at the confluence of the Ganges, Yamuna, and the mythical Saraswati rivers absolves them of their sins and confers salvation from the cycle of birth and death. A South Korea jetliner caught fire late Tuesday at an airport in the southern city of Busan. Authorities say the Air Busan passenger jet caught fire at Gimhae International Airport shortly before taking off for a flight to Hong Kong. All 169 passengers and 7 crew members were evacuated safely. Yonhap News Agency says 7 people suffered minor injuries. The incident comes a month after 179 people died when a passenger plane operated by South Korea's Jeju Air burst into flames after skidding off a runway at Muan Airport and slamming into a concrete fence. It was one of the deadliest events in South Korea's aviation history. An airplane operated by a privately owned U.S. company became the first to break the sound barrier during a test flight over California's Mojave Desert Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more on a bid by Boom Supersonic to revive supersonic air travel.
Legendary pilot Chuck Yeager was the first human to exceed the sound barrier back in 1947. Such speeds have since become routine for many military aircraft. But supersonic travel hasn't been on offer to airline passengers for some 2 decades. That is, since the Anglo-French Concorde was retired in 2003. Its success was limited by high operating costs that made tickets very expensive. Now Boom has plans to develop a successor. Dubbed Overture, it's meant to carry up to 80 passengers across the Atlantic in about 3.5 hours. That's roughly half the time taken by a regular jet.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite.
I'm Richard Green, VOA News.